The Mariners opening up the second half of their season against the White Sox in Chicago. James Paxton on the hill for the M's. Meanwhile, Robinson Cano fresh off hitting the game-winning homer in the All-Star game. Ready for this one? We pick it up in the second scoreless game. A man on for Tyler Saladino facing Paxton.
Here's pitch number 10 on the way to Tyler Saladino. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line and deep on the run. Haniger in toward the corner. And this one is going to be over his head on the track and over the wall. A ground rule double for Tyler Saladino, just off the disabled list. That will score Garcia from third base. The White Sox have taken a 1-0 lead here in the bottom half of the second.
Smoked, gap, right center field, a charge over to the wall and gone! Three-run home run, Robinson Cano, and the Mariners have taken the lead in the third inning. Number 18 for Robbie.
Slightly modified open stance. And a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. And Zanino applies the tag. And Frazier kicks some dirt. He's frustrated. That's strikeout number 8 for James Paxton. Quick two outs here in the sixth.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts to possibly end the night for James Paxton.
And now the 1-2 pitch, fastball swinging a drive deep into the gap in right center field. Haniger on the run, reaches out, and he makes the catch. Mitch Haniger flat out raced the baseball deep right center field onto the warning track. He makes the running catch and one away for the White Sox here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And what a play by Haniger. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3, and this ball game is over. The Mariners won it 4-2 over the White Sox here in Chicago to start the second half of the 2017 season. Edwin Diaz picking up his 14th save of the year.
The Mariners take it 4-2 as James Paxton gets the win, allowing 2 runs in 6 frames, striking out 9. Robinson Cano, 2 hits and 3 RBIs. Gene Segura with 2 hits and scores 2 runs. The Mariners double up the White Sox. Manager Scott Servais spoke after.
Really, really nice ball game. You know, our guys, we got out here early today, kind of get the kinks out a little bit. Everybody was locked in, ready to go. You know, Paxton was, you know, after the first 4 innings, we're sending about 80 pitches. You're hoping he can get you through the 6. And he really, you know, we've seen it the last few outings, the last 2 innings, he really dials it up. And stuff was crisper. He got some quicker outs. Really important. You know, our bullpen really sets up nice if we can get our starter through 6. You've got a lot of options down there. And then, you know, the guys that came out of the pen were right on tonight. I think each of them struck out a couple guys. I think we had 15 strikeouts all together tonight, but no walks. So really dominant pitching tonight. And no, that's great. Offense was enough. You know, Cano, big knock, you know, 3-run homer. We kept pressure on the whole game. Didn't get the big, you know, the big hit to kind of blow it open. But, you know, it was a good ball game, good complete game, and we got to continue to roll with this and keep building upon it.
Last few outings, Tony, it seems like a lot more consistency.
He's getting ahead in the count. Yeah, Tony's really being aggressive, attacking with the fastball. He's got one of the better sliders in the league. Not showing it too much. Kind of that's his put-away pitch, but getting ahead with the fastball. And the fastball's been really good. You know, the velocity's been good. He's been located on the outer part of the plate. So nice to get him on a roll.
You mentioned Pax was so dominant. But with the rest of the bullpen, were you going to go to them early instead of trying to push him a little bit?
I mean, I'd like our bullpen really lines up great if it starts and gets through 6. You have options in the left-handers we have down there, the different right-handed options. So, you know, Pax has the ability to get deep, you know, and then we feel comfortable going 105, 110, even more than that, depending on how he's throwing. But, you know, when you're at 4 innings and 80 pitches, hopefully you can do it. And he did it. You know, it's credit to him tonight.
A game like this, coming off the All-Star break, to have such a complete game, how does this just help set everything else up this trip?
Well, it does. You know, we got to continue to be consistent. That's been our issue. You know, we got to come out tomorrow night and do it again. You know, it starts with the guy on the hill. Obviously, you've got Felix out there tomorrow night. He's coming off a good one. You know, we've got a good vibe in our clubhouse right now. And really good discussion today amongst our group, where we're at as a ball club. And I think that's important. And laying it all out on the table, and our guys know where it's at and know they got to pick it up. Good start tonight.
You know, Haniger had that one all the way off the bat.
You never know anything off the. Yeah, he got a good jump on the ball and tracked it well. You know, it's funny how that all worked out. Abreu thought he struck out. We thought the first pitch was a strike, but, you know, we made the play in the end. And, you know, I thought, again, our bullpen was really solid. It was all about pitching tonight, but big play by Haniger.
Robinson Cano continues to swing a hot bat as he launches a 3-run homer. That was the difference, and he spoke about it after.
Well, he owed me. I'm going to remind him when I go in.
You hit over 400 against James Shields, so the first at bat, he doesn't give you an opportunity. What happened on the second, AB?
Well, I was looking for something over the plate, and, you know, I was He missed one there, and then I was able to make a good swing.
You only got a couple days off during the All-Star break, but how much can that just help reset things?
Well, I mean, I would say it helps a lot because, I keep myself in the game instead of just sitting 4 or 5 days, and, keep me ready.
Up next, the series against the White Sox continues Saturday. Felix Hernandez on the hill.